Jonas Ritterstrahl is the co-author of the book Karaoke Capitalism, Daring to be Different in a Copycat World. He wrote the book with Kelly Nordstrom. Ritterstrahl explained the concept of karaoke capitalism to Anne Strangechamps.
Well, I think most people are familiar with the concept of a karaoke club, a karaoke bar. Although, for some odd reason, very few people are willing to admit that they've ever been to one, but they probably have friends who have told them about karaoke bars. You get to the place, you have a drink, and then you start singing, and in all likelihood, you're not very successful, so you drink again, and then you sing again. At the end of the day, a karaoke bar is just a place for institutionalized imitation. I mean, you essentially go there to be someone else. And really, no matter how talented you happen to be when you go to the place, you're bound to be a pale copy of an original. And I happen to believe that the current business world is absolutely full, smack-packed with these karaoke copying companies. And in business, we've even invented names for that imitation frenzy. We call it benchmarking, the sharing of best practices. And of course, the fact that we have global consulting companies, the fact that we have globally homogenized MBA education that more or less everyone is getting these days, that's a phenomenon that is way too prevalent. And the problem, of course, is that in today's hyper-competitive economy, there is extremely limited payback in playback. You need to be original. You need to be innovative, especially if you're up against 1.2 billion Chinese and 950 million Indians.
So what's the downside of karaoke capitalism? Because it seems to me for an awful lot of businesses, that's been a path to success.
Well, from a customer point of view, I think Bruce Springsteen summarized it pretty well when he said a couple of years ago, he wrote a song called 57 Channels and Nothing's On. I mean, this illusion of choice, because it doesn't matter if you go to company A, B, or C, it's the same thing. I would say that the downside from a business point of view is that unless you're a temporary monopolist, unless you are unique in either time or space, it's going to be incredibly difficult to make any money. And thirdly, I would add that it's kind of boring. I mean, and business should be fun. It should be creative. It should be unconventional. It should be something which is inspiring to people.
You've used karaoke as a kind of business metaphor for a world in which all the businesses are copycats. But in a karaoke club, there's another thing going on, which is that everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants their turn behind the microphone.
We all want our 15 minutes of fame. Maybe today it's 15 seconds of fame, because the world has started to operate without any speed limits. You can be a local star at a karaoke club. I mean, you can get the local audience that happens to be at that particular pub to love you, but you will not become Madonna. You will never become the Beatles. You will probably not even become the Pussycat Dolls if you settle for merely performing at a karaoke club. And again, are you willing to settle for that as a business today? Because today, you essentially have the potential of ruling the world if you're good enough.
Jonas Ritterstrahl is the co-author of Karaoke Capitalism, Daring to be Different in a Copycat World. He spoke with Anne Strangechamps.